This is the United States Treasury Department. The Treasury Star Parade today brings you Frank Luther in a program of authentic Native American songs with David Brookman's orchestra and chorus. To every American with a job, and especially to every family with more than one member working, this is for you. More of that money belongs in war bonds. More of that extra money should be set aside every week in your payroll savings plan for buying war bonds. Figure out how much more yourself. The difference between what it costs you to live and what your family is now earning is exactly how much you should be putting aside every week for war bonds, your tools to help win this war, your insurance of a prosperous peace. So serve and save with war bonds.
From whom all blessings flow. For over 300 years, that hymn has risen from the faithful hearts of people of America. Since the beginning, Americans have been believers. Since the beginning, Americans have sung their songs. And those songs, like the spirit they express, are immortal. Those songs live with us today. They are a part of us. They are our heritage from the past and our legacy to the future.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
The singers of pilgrim days are gone, but their song remains. The words are different, but the spirit in which they sang their words was the same as ours today. Time cannot change that. You've heard how we sing this great hymn. How did they sing it long ago, or was it yesterday?
Shout to Jehovah all the earth. Serve ye Jehovah with gladness. Before him come with singing mirth. Know ye Jehovah, he God is.
Such were the words uttered deep from the faith of singing America 3 centuries ago. And on such faith, Americans conceived a way of life under God. And America that could sing could also have a voice like thunder.
Give me liberty or give me death. All men are created equal. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That was the temper of a free America that bowed humbly to the one prince of all creation and to no other. Exactly 100 years ago, a mighty song sprang from that spirit of freedom. Our song now, a song of our posterity. This is it.
Oh, Columbia, the gem of the ocean, the home of the brave and the free, the shrine of each patriot's devotion, the world offers homage to thee. Thy mandates make heroes assemble, when liberty's form stands in view. Thy banners make tyranny tremble, when borne by the red, white, and blue. When borne by the red, white, and blue. When borne by the red, white, and blue. Thy banners make tyranny tremble, when borne.
America was strong. And it sang also in the moonlight, beside the cradle, behind the plow. For being strong in soul as in body, it could be safe for the kindly ways of life. But come now to heartbreak time. Come to Robert E. Lee's sad hour of decision, to Abe Lincoln's, to all America's. And even in the midst of the deep tragedy of the war between the states, our soldiers sang. North and South, the men made music. For music and America were inseparable.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Hurrah for the bonny blue flag that bears a single star.
Sleep today, O early fallen, in thy green and narrow bed.
We're tenting tonight.
There's a church in the valley by the Wildwood.
We're tenting tonight, tenting tonight.
Tenting on the old campground. And weary fighters, spent and homesick, made words for their own bugle calls. For all these, blue and gray, were Americans, young in heart and with the gift of song. Frank Luther plays and sings the soldiers' own familiar words to American bugle calls.
Some of our bugle calls go back to the Normans. All of them go back to 1864. The soldiers in the Civil War, I should say the war between the states, made up words to the bugle calls like reveille, which you've probably heard. I can't get 'em up, I can't get 'em up, I can't get 'em up in the morning. I can't get 'em up, I can't get 'em up, I can't get 'em up at all. The corporal's worse than the privates, the sergeant's worse than the corporals, lieutenant's worse than the sergeant, and the captain's worst of all. Mess call. Soupy, 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 without a single bean. Porky, 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 without a streak of lean. Coffee, 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 without any cream. Remember, all these words were made up by soldiers of the North and the South in the Civil War. Sick call. Come and get your quinine and come and get your pills. Come and get your quinine and cure all your ills. Come get your pills. I don't suppose stable call is heard much in the Army anymore, unless they blow stable call for the tanks. But this is the way they sang the stable call back in 1862. Come off to the stable, all you who are able, and feed your horses some oats and some corn. For if you don't do it, your colonel will know it. And you will rue it as sure as you're born. They tell me that a northern officer about 1863 composed Taps. In any event, it's certainly one of the most beautiful things ever written. And it has a very special meaning for every one of us, for you and for me. Let's sing it together.
Fading light dims the sun, and the star gems the sky, gleaming bright. From afar, drawing nigh, comes the night.
Taps for the weary, taps at sundown for the battle worn. But it was reveille at dawn for one woman of 50 years ago. A woman stood on the summit of Pike's Peak 50 years ago as dawn broke over the world below.
Dawn. And this is America under the morning light, under the power and the majesty of God. And this is the majesty of America, my country. Land of the singing people, land of the working people. Land of the golden life growing on the rich prairies, the wheat, the corn, the multitude of growing fruitful things. Land of the limitless skies, land of the mountain barriers. America. This is America, and I must sing of her. O King of the universe, give me a song. Give me a song for all this splendor and this plenty. Give it to me, and I will give it to America. America, the beautiful.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties, above the fruited plain, America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood. From sea to shining sea, America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea.
These are the songs of America. Take them, the people's songs, close to you. Warm them with your hearts. They are yours, inherited from our great past. Yours to keep and then rededicate to our great future.
America the beautiful, your country and mine. Maybe your part of it is only a little farmhouse out on a prairie or a flat in a crowded city, but it's yours. That's what makes it beautiful. The church you go to, the opinions you hold, they're yours too. And they're as precious as anything else in the world. Men are giving their lives to preserve them. How much are you investing to save them?
Shortly after Pearl Harbor, when America was still on the defensive, you were asked to do your bit by putting at least 10% of your pay into war bonds every payday. And you did your bit. But America is on the offensive now, and you've got to do your best. You've got to increase the amount of money you're setting aside every payday to buy war bonds. The only ones to say how great that increase should be are you and your family. So figure it out yourself. Simply subtract how much it costs your family to live from how much the family is now earning. And the answer is your answer to how much your family should be investing in war bonds. Figure it out now. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank Frank Luther and the other distinguished artists for their participation on this program, as well as this station for the use of its facilities. The orchestra and chorus were under the direction of David Brookman. The script was written by Milton Geiger. Additional writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. This especially transcribed program was directed by Henry P. Hayward. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.